Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Excuse me?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code?
57108.
Okay. And that was 570128.
57108.
Thank you. Can I have a first and last name, please?
Stan Christofferson.
Not locating an account with that information, sir. Do you have an order number by any chance?
I don't. There was a charge to my city card today from Health Well Fit Gadget for $109.97, and I have not authorized that. I'd like to end my subscription and have that refunded.
Okay, sir, I would need to go ahead and locate an account for me to be able to see.
Okay.
Who you have services with. Yes, sir. Do you mind providing me, do you have the order number by any chance? That would be on the order.
I'd have to go back into my emails. No. Okay. There's a number on the back of this $109.97. There's some numbers on the back of that, which is 855-724-9790.
No, sir, that's not an order number.
Okay, well, initially I went back and I by mistake, I ordered something. I paid shipping and handling. I'll look at back some old email on that, which was my mistake. I shouldn't have did that at all.
Can you provide me with the first, sixth, and last four of the card being charged, please?
I don't know if I want to give that out, but.
Okay.
Just go back with some. Yeah, I'm trying to go back and get that. It was a while back. Just one moment here. We'll see if. Here we go, just one moment. I have a shipping notification number. Would that be helpful?
No, sir, I wouldn't be able to pull it up by the tracking number. I would need the order number. If you can get the order number, I can.
I have an order number here.
Okay, let's do provide me with the order number, please.
61893. Right. I do have a UPS tracking number too if we needed.
I'm looking with that.
Okay.
So I have the 61893. That was the order number, correct?
That was the order number, right. Okay.
Spell the first and last name that's on the order.
Excuse me?
Spell the first and last name that is on the order.
Oh, Stan Christofferson.
Spell what he said.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was February 7th.
Okay. So can I have the shipping address that is on the account you're calling in about, sir?
1600 East 77th Street,
mm-hmm.
Unit 412, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Thank you. So I've pulled up an account with that information. Allow me just a moment to review the account and see what's going on here.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm showing this is in regards to the smartwatch. It was initially a trial period that you had placed an order for the smartwatch back on February the 5th for $6.97.
Which I received, but I wasn't aware that it was a trial order. And I want to cancel my subscription.
Yes, sir. So that was a trial period, sir. And that was a 14-day trial. After that trial ended, then you were going to be billed the amount for the smartwatch, the end of trial cost, which was a one-time bill of $109.97.
Yeah, I know, but the smartwatch didn't even have a charger unit. That was my mistake, but I want to rectify this now. I want to stop everything.
Okay, sir.
Cancel my subscription and get a reimbursement for this charge.
That's a one-time charge, sir. I do apologize. What I can go ahead and do, though, is I can go ahead and provide you as a one-time courtesy with a 35% courtesy refund to that end of trial cost.
No. I don't want to do that. That was very underhanded, and it was a fraud.
It had Costco on the side of it, but
it wasn't authorized through Costco. I thought it was.
It's not fraudulent, sir. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions when you placed the order, sir, that you were signing up for a trial. Now, what I will go ahead and do, though, as a one-time courtesy, is apply my employee discount to that refund, and that will bring that refund up to a 50% refund for you today for that end of trial cost.
I want it canceled and reimbursed.
We don't even have a power cord for it, a charger cord for it. Only the phone came.
No, the phone.
The watch came. Only the watch came.
It isn't even usable.
No.
Even to begin with, I'd rather not even have it.
Okay, so allow me just a moment to go and see what more we can do for you about that.
Thank you. Stupid mistake.
Did it say anywhere it was trial?
I don't remember seeing any fine print. It was probably, it was free. It was.
Okay. So what I was able to go ahead and do is speak with my supervisor and get them to approve to get a reshipment sent out for that cord since you have not received it, along with the 75% courtesy refund today back to your account for that end of trial cost.
What would that amount to then? Excuse me. Is it Joseph, I think you said?
Yes, sir. My name's Joseph.
What would that amount to here?
Yes, sir. Give me one moment while I calculate that amount for you.
I know.
Send it back. So you'll be getting back $82.47 in that refund.
What I'd really like to do is almost send the watch back and cancel everything, is what I would rather do. And where would I send it back and just cancel everything?
Sir. We don't take product back to the warehouse, sir. But what I will go ahead and do for you today as a one-time courtesy, sir, is I'll just go ahead and get that refunded back to your account for that end of trial cost as a one-time courtesy. There is no fee for closing this out. So it'd be a full refund as a one-time courtesy for you.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate that. That would be that
$109.97. Stay on the line while I go and get that refunded for you.
Okay. That $109.97, correct?
Yes, sir. Please stay in line.
That would be great. I would appreciate
and
that.
Take it off.
And then not have any other subscription. Yeah, just end it. So there wouldn't be any future charges, right?
It was a one-time charge, sir, but I'm working on the refund.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm still here working on your refund.
Thank you.
Where was Jean
born? Okay, but I'm not gonna do that.
I just didn't put his name.
Okay, that's fine.
No. Then you don't need to have Nathan's name in South Dakota.
I don't want to have anything in there. I just want Baltic. Just that he graduated from Baltic. I thought that was good.
Okay. I'm still here. I'm working on a refund. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. Sure.
I'm trying to say words, doing less words here.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
So your account has been canceled out and that refund has been issued for the $109.97. I have your confirmation number Whenever you're ready, sir.
Yes, we're ready.
So that refund amount again is $109.97. And your confirmation number is going to be 7006618727.
Okay, I'll repeat that back. 7006618727.
That is correct.
Great. Okay. Well, look for that. Probably, how long do you think it'll take till it would show up?
That'll be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5. Okay. All right. And if there's any other questions, then we could just use this same number. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, that would be that was the main purpose today. So thanks again for assisting us.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.